This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Wanted: one metropolitan area, North American location required, million-plus population, business-friendly, with strong tech talent, ready to think big when it comes to real estate. That's the basic gist of Amazon's ask for its new second headquarters, the company announced this morning. CEO Jeff Bezos says the new digs will be a full equal to the current setup in Seattle, with as many as 50,000 highly paid workers and $5 billion in new spending. Competition obviously is going to be brisk, but what is up with that one company, two headquarters thing? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explored the pros and cons.
Amazon says its new second headquarters won't be second best or second among equals. It'll be complete, with executives allowed to locate their teams where they want.
It certainly does seem strange.
Management professor Peter Capelli at the Wharton School says there's a reason every major corporation he can think of has just one hub for its senior executives, a central location to make decisions.
The problem is, if it's anything that needs to go to headquarters, it's also the kind of thing that you need everybody at the top on the same page with.
On the same page, sure, but in the same room or even the same time zone? Mark Canese teaches entrepreneurship at the University of San Francisco.
Even in the digital age, a physical location still matters. The ability to walk into a conference room and meet with a senior executive is pivotal in getting things done in a timely manner.
On the plus side, Canese says Amazon expands its access to talent. Seattle's already crammed with Amazon, buildings, staff, satellite startups. So David Schick at Consumer Edge Research says a second headquarters may be crucial.
You need diversity of training, backgrounds, and at some point, if a headquarters does have its own gravity and can't bring that in an optimal way, I think it's interesting to explore.
Analyst Tuna Amobi at CFRA Research thinks Amazon's up to this challenge.
Exponential growth. I guess it's really a high-class problem to have.
He says there'll be a future of challenge and opportunity for whichever city hosts Amazon's new headquarters, too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.